Yup. What's good, everybody? What's good, man? What it is and what it ain't. You don't like what I gotta say? Join the debate. This is episode 84, another segment of Ray's podcast. What's good, everybody? I know it's been a while. It's been a long time. But yeah, man, your boy's back. NBA playoffs is here. The playing game starts tomorrow. We got my Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Brooklyn Nets. We got the Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Los Angeles Clippers, which I think is going to be a massive game. And it's time to recap with y'all, man. It's time to talk to y'all, give y'all my predictions. Y'all know how we do. This is the best time of the year for me personally. You know, I'm an NBA fan, love NBA, play basketball, but time to get into it. Okay, first things first, before we cap off anything, I'm going to address some things. And I'm coming in hot. The biggest disappointment this season. There are two teams this year who I believe that a big disappointment. One may be bigger than the other one, but I'm just going to get it out the way because y'all know me. I got to get out the real because I know a lot of people are going to come at me about this because I haven't been talking about it. But the two biggest disappointments this season are the Lakers and the Knicks. Number one, the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers. They were injured this year, but there's no excuses for that. There's really no excuses. They got Russell Westbrook in the offseason. LeBron averaged 30 points. AD can't stay healthy. We already knew that. Now a lot of people can talk about, say, the bubble championship could be a fluke because they took 4 months off. It's something that can be said now. Before, you couldn't say that before, but now you could talk about it. You could say it maybe was a fluke or might not have been a fluke. Lakers cannot stay healthy. Biggest disappointment. Frank Vogel got fired. I don't think he should have got fired. Y'all know 2-3 years ago, I first said that the job was set up for Jason Kidd to get it. They didn't give Jason Kidd the job. Frank Vogel stepped in, got him a championship, but now he's up out of there. Very tough for Vogel. Biggest disappointment on the West is the Los Angeles Lakers. And yeah, Bron and them boys got up out of here. They're not in the playoffs. Crazy disappointment. I thought the Lakers was actually going to go to the Western Conference Finals, maybe the finals, but didn't get it done. Sorry, Melo. Tough, my guy, Melo. Now, the Knicks on the East. The Knicks, you were a team last year. Everyone thought the Knicks were back. You know, you had a lot of people saying they are the real team in New York. Julius Randle was an all-star last year, most improved player, and he was all NBA. And he did not lead his team to where they had to be this year. Like, the Knicks went from being a playoff team. I think they were fourth last year in the East. And now they didn't even make the playoffs or the play-in game. Big drop-off for them as well. Julius Randle, in my opinion, I believe Julius Randle was supposed to be the best player on their team. That he was the guy last year that stepped up a lot. He didn't play up to par this year. And I think the best player on the Knicks this season, to me, was R.J. Barrett. I think R.J. Barrett took that leap. And I think it's his team now. Julius Randle wanted out in the beginning of the season. There was rumors about that. Personally, y'all, I'm going to give y'all something about the rumors. I'm going to give y'all something about the media. You know, I know a lot of you guys, well, not even just say you guys, because I was in those shoes as well. The media will be promoting fake news and sometimes real news. So it's very tough to see, you know, what's real or what's not. Obviously, we can only go off by what they say. But from my personal experience, and I've been learning a lot of stuff, you cannot believe everything until it's actually done. I don't know if Julius Randle really wanted out. I don't know. I know he was upset with the organization, but I don't know if he truly wanted to get traded. He didn't play like last year to me. He did not. And that's all I just want to give y'all about that, about the media. But the Knicks did not step up. I wanted to get those two teams out of there. The two biggest disappointments this season to me are the Lakers and the Knicks. Not so much of the Knicks because, you know, they're the Knicks. I know I got my people from New Jersey probably upset at that comment. But the big one is the Lakers. You got Russell Westbrook. You got LeBron James. And Anthony Davis couldn't stay healthy. Not so good. But we're going to move on, though. We're going to move on because The play-in game is tomorrow. What's good, everybody? What's good? Play-in game is tomorrow. NBA play-in game. I'm going to post these the standings right now, and we're going to talk about this whole season. We're going to talk about the top two teams because I feel like they're disrespected. They're not getting enough attention. Here are the standings right here. In the Western Conference, we have the number one seed, the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, they're back. They're on a revenge tour. They felt like they blew last year to win the NBA championship. They was up 2-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis did his thing, got their first championship. CP3 is back. Devin Booker's trying to do his thing. But dang, Miami Heat. No one on this team. Well, I take that back. I think Jimmy was an all-star. Miami Heat, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson. This team, Miami, has dealt with a lot. And the reason why I'm going to say they dealt with a lot because I can't no longer use this argument anymore for the Lakers. I really couldn't use it. Like, I'd be trying to say they were injured. And that is facts. They are injured. A lot of teams get injured every season. But I can't use it because Miami dealt with a lot this year. They dealt with COVID problems, Jimmy Butler, Hero. A lot of people, the team was in and off. Off the court, they got guys like Max Struss that stepped up, Gabe Vincent stepped up, and Miami was able to still win games. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra. He still doesn't have a coach of the year. I believe they should give it to him this year. They got to give it to him this year. They had the argument before, you know, with LeBron and Dwayne Wade. I think he's earned it. They did a great job this year, and Miami deserved number one. We saw those problems with Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslem and Eric Spoelstra at the beginning of the year. I'm not too worried about that. The media made it big and saying, oh, Jimmy Butler is a problem and every team that he goes to, he's a problem. Well, let me tell you something about Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to get back to the standings. I just want to speak on about Jimmy Butler. People try to say that Jimmy Butler is a problem because he had a problem with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Him and Kat didn't get along. Then he left the 76ers because him and Ben didn't get along. Well, check this out here about Jimmy. Every team that Jimmy Butler went to, of course you can't say this for Chicago because there was already a playoff team. Every team that he went to, he's uplifted them. Maybe, I'll take it back. You can't say it about Philly because Philly got to the second round without him. I'll take that back about Philly. But the Minnesota Timberwolves, other than this year, they didn't make the playoffs since Kevin Garnett. And if you remember about Jimmy Butler, he was hurt that whole season, came back at the end of the season, made a push. They went to the playoffs, and they lost in the first round to the Houston Rockets. And Karl-Anthony Towns did not play have a great series. Then he's standing in the corner trying to shoot threes on CP3. I remember it like it was yesterday, but Cat get a chance to get his face back this year. Shout out to the Timberwolves because I'm going to be speaking on about them, him and Ant-Man, Beverly, and D'Angelo Russell. They got a great squad on where Jerry Vanderbilt like the Timberwolves. But yeah, Jimmy Butler went there, made the playoffs for them. When Derrick Rose got hurt, he stepped up, and that was the rise of Jimmy. Went to the 76ers. They lost to Kawhi in seven games. Very tough. Very, very tough. But that wasn't Jimmy's fault. If we go back to it, Joel Embiid was not having great series in Toronto. If any of you guys go back and look at it, that year that the 76ers had a squad that year with Jimmy Butler. They had a squad, but Joel Embiid was playing inconsistent. He was not doing his job when they were going to Canada. And that's why Kawhi Leonard and them boys got the game-winning shot, and the rest is history. Goes to Miami. Jimmy Butler goes to Miami. And if you're just now tuning in, I'm talking about Jimmy Butler and the altercation because people are creating this narrative that Jimmy Butler is a problem everywhere he go. But my argument is everywhere he goes, he's uplifting him. He's a leader. He might not win a championship. That's very tough to do, winning the NBA Finals, but he's a leader. Went to Miami. Yeah, the bubble, blah, blah, blah. I mean, whatever anybody got to say, you lace them up. Went to Miami. Got them to the finals. Was hooping. Tyler Hero was hooping. Goran Dragic was hooping. A lot of other people was hooping, too. Went to the finals. I think, he had a 50-point game? Jimmy Butler was taking over and doing his job. Now, last year, Jimmy Butler was kind of shaky, and they lost to Milwaukee. But that's not what we're getting on right now. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat needs their respect. They earned it. Number one seed. Now it's time. It is time to get the job done. But yeah, the Suns and Miami are the top two teams. Personally, I think the Suns can get back to the finals. Miami Heat, I don't think Miami can get to the finals. I think it's going to be difficult. I like Milwaukee, depending on what type of James Harden we get. And who's another top team? There's one more team. Toronto. And I will get into later about Toronto and how I feel about Toronto. But they got a tough series against Philadelphia. But right now, if we're on the East, the favorite team on the East right now to me is Milwaukee. We got to give their respect. They added Serge Ibaka. Giannis is still here. Who on the East can stop him? Let's really think about that. Who on the East can stop Giannis? We can't say that he need a jump shot or anything no more. They got a squad. Jrue Holiday is one of the top defenders. And Boston is one of those teams that I will get on about because Boston turned their season around and I have to give them their respect. And that's what I'm about to be talking about right now, the second seeds on both sides. Boston, number two. Memphis, number two. Okay, both of these teams are, to me, are the two sleeper teams. And I got two, and there's going to be two reasons why I say sleeper teams. And why I'm saying they're a sleeper team is because if we think about from the beginning of the season, I'm talking just from that aspect. We're talking from the beginning of the season, no one didn't think Memphis was going to be that good. They're really a good team. And Udoka, shout out to him, his first time being a head coach this season. No one didn't think Boston was going to be a number two seed. They were at one point flirting with trying to be 500, and then they came out from the All-Star break. Them and the Timberwolves are two hot teams. They both were getting the job done. So that's why I'll talk about for Boston and Memphis. Those two teams are very, very, very sleeper teams if we're talking from the aspect from the beginning of the season. Got somebody commenting right here. He says, Suns clap cheeks of any team in the playoffs. Suns equals 2022 championship. Hey, look, man. Look, I can't disagree with that. You know what I'm saying? I cannot disagree with you on that. I would not sit up here and act like the Suns aren't, you know, by far the best team in the NBA right now from the eye test and from what they've done this season. And they're on a revenge tour. They have everyone. They have veterans. I feel you. The Suns are a top team in the West. I'm not going to lie. They are a top team in the West, and I feel like they're my one or two team that can come out of the West, honestly. Number one, if I'm going to be real with you. Suns are like that. But can they win the championship? We still have to put in there for the Suns. I'm speaking to you because you comment. They did blow a 2-0 lead last year. They did. They blew a 2-0 lead. So I'm gonna just leave that back out there, and I'm gonna get back to what I was talking about. Memphis and Boston. Speaking of the aspect from them, talking about from the beginning of the season, Memphis does have a great team. You know, they won a lot of games this season without John Morant. Desmond Bane has stepped up. Dylan Brooks is back. Dylan Brooks is back. Jaren Jackson has stepped up. And they have Steven Adams. They got a nice squad. Shout out to Kyle Anderson, Jersey. Taught me the in and out when I was young. They got a nice squad, man. They got a nice squad. Like, Memphis got a nice squad. I ain't going to hold you. I didn't think they were going to be good. Honestly, I'll bring it back up because y'all know I bring up things when I'm right and y'all know I bring up things when I'm wrong. I didn't think Memphis was going to make the playoffs this year. I had Portland getting in over them, but Damian Lillard got hurt and the Lakers didn't make it. I was counting both of those teams to being over Memphis. But yeah, Memphis doing their thing. John Morant's playing tremendous. Shout out to Desmond Bane. I was trying to tell my mans earlier before the season started that Desmond Bane is like that. He thought I was talking about Deadman from Miami Heat. It's so funny. We was having an argument with each other and I'm like, yo, Desmond Bane is like that. And he's like, no, he's not. It's just crazy. Shout out to Desmond Bane. He's really tough. And he could be in that most improved conversation, but I think we got to get that to Jordan Poole. And that's something else I'm going to get into later about that. But now I'm going to talk about the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics. He said AD is AD is trash, and please continue. Shout out to Desmond Bane. Definitely. I'm not going to say Anthony Davis is trash. I'm not going to say that. He's injury prone. He needs to stay healthy. And I'm glad you brought that up because it's something that came to mind right now. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this, about Anthony Davis and what I'm going to talk about. What I just realized the other night, I think he was playing one. He had the reverse Grinches on. That's what he had, the reverse Grinches. Here's what I'm going to tell Anthony Davis, and much respect to Anthony Davis. You're a champ. You like that. You're one of the top players in the NBA. Do you want to be fresh? No. That's not it. What I said. Do you want to be fly or do you want to be available? And I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to break this down why I said this. Anthony Davis, do you want to be fly or do you want to be available? Fly. Fly is you wearing all the Kobe's, you fire shoes, got the heat on, you Nike'd out, you that man. Like you, Kobe, I understand Kobe was the mentor when you first got on the USA team. You was a part of that team. You got all, you know, gold medalists. I understand all that. And then Kobe's a fire. You know what I'm saying? Kobe's, Jordan's, LeBron's, all of, like, those are the kicks to wear. Fly. That's what I mean by fly. Available. Now, what I mean by available, those shoes are low tops. Me, personally, I'm just going to keep it a band with you. I was always told that playing high tops. High tops are the shoes that will be comfortable for it. Well, I won't say comfortable. I'm going to take that back. They're the shoes that will protect you. High tops. They is protecting you. Available. Fly or available. Kobe, you can still wear them Kobe's. Remember, Kobe got hurt in his shoes. Like, just think about that. The shoes that Kobe played in all the lows, he got hurt. He messed up his Achilles. And what happened when Kobe came back, when Kobe had the tape over, wrapped up with the ice and everything, he had them high tops on. He switched it up because Kobe Bean Bryant knew what time it was. He had to get some shoes that would be great for him so he can be available. So Anthony Davis, I don't know if this message will get to you. I would say this again, AD, do you want to be fly or do you want to be available? Because we got to talk about it, AD. You're hurt every single year, and that's probably nothing that you can control. I mean, I know you're probably doing everything on the back end. You know, you're going to all the trainers. You're eating the right food. I ain't going to question nothing what you do. I bet you're doing what you got to do. But them low tops, man, play a season with them high tops on, and let's see how I go. Fly or available. Back to the Boston Celtics, though. Boston Celtics are number two team. I counted them out all year. I was talking junk about them. I thought they were going to be, where like Brooklyn is right now in like the Brooklyn's seven. So I thought they were going to be in the playing game, but they turned it around. Jason Tatum kicked up. Jaylen Brown is like that. I'm keeping my energy with Jaylen Brown. I understand Jason Tatum is the top guy for them, but to me, I think Jaylen Brown is their best player. And I'm not going to get in an argument because I know that Jason Tatum is the all-star and he's the guy and all that. But I believe if Jaylen Brown was to go on a different team, you'll see more out of him. And I think he could be a guy that can average like 28 to 29 points and play good defense and everything too. But they got a good duo. I know Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you know, they said that a lot of people don't think that they can win a championship together. They have a good duo. And I'm one of those people. I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and if it comes out that I'm wrong, then cool. Then it comes out that I'm wrong. But I think they are similar, just like CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. I don't think that they can win a championship together. I think there's a lot of potential there for them. I do. I think there's a lot of potential in there, but I don't think they could win a championship. And if they do want to win a championship, they have to get a four. And this is no disrespect to Al Horford. Respect to Al Horford, one of the great players in the league, all-star, you know, the Atlanta Hawks days. He's still doing what he got to do. Great role player for their team. They need Miles Bridges, so, I don't know, something like that, a new guy in the league that's in that position. I think that's what Boston needs. He said the Celtics need a big man like DeAndre Ayton. I'm not mad at that with DeAndre Ayton. I'm not mad with that. I think with Boston, he will get more out of them because DeAndre Ayton is that guy. DeAndre Ayton can't average 20-plus and 10 every year. But they got Robert Williams, so I'm going to stop you on that. Rob Williams, I got to big up Rob Williams. You know, he's a great defensive anchor. He's hurt right now, so that's what's really going to hurt the Celtics right now, depending on who they're playing. They said that he could come back maybe in the second round. But, I mean, I would trade Robert Williams for DeAndre Ayton, of course. But I think they need a four. They need a four. They got Marcus Smart. They got a good point guard. Jaylen Brown at the two. Jayson Tatum at the three. Have Big Al come off the bench. Have Big Al come off the bench. That's where I stand. I think they do need a big, though. They do need a big, but I don't think it's not Robert, not in the center position unless they get like a star type of center. And I think DeAndre Ayton can be one of those guys for them. But we'll just have to wait and see. But I don't think Boston wants to see Brooklyn. Fans, I'm gonna say the fans, because I know a couple of the Celtics fans don't want to see Brooklyn. And tomorrow the Nets are going to be playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'm gonna get on about my Cavs, which is still very surprising to me how they are playing this year. But that would be great to get the rematch. If Brooklyn was to beat the Cavs tomorrow, we'll have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and Jaylen Brown, who wasn't there last year when the Nets beat the Boston Celtics 4-1 in the series. We'll get the rematch, and let's get it popping. Let's get it popping because a lot of Boston fans saying that if Jaylen Brown was there, the series could have went different. So we'll see. Hopefully tomorrow games is going to go out the way how I want it to go. But I'm going to get into my predictions on that later on the two teams in the playing game tomorrow. But, yeah, now I'm going to speak on the three seeds. Three seeds are Milwaukee and Golden State. Personally, out of both of these teams, they probably can go to the finals. These two teams probably can go to the finals. I like Milwaukee coming out of the East, personally. I'm just keeping it a band. I like Milwaukee coming out the East. who's going to stop Giannis? They have everyone back, and they added Serge Ibaka. I know the Serge Ibaka is not ringing alarms to some people who may hear this, but Serge is a great fit for them. He's a great guy to come off the bench, championship experience. They got Lopez back. Bobby's playing great too. Drew Holiday's good. Middleton is going to be Middleton. Still got Giannis. Why aren't the Bucks favorite to come out of the East? Why aren't they? And people are saying that the Bucks championship last year was a fluke. Let me talk to y'all about this. Why is it a fluke? Why is it a fluke for whoever think that is a fluke, or if you're one of the people that said this? I'm not calling out multiple people who DM me, and we talked about this, and I told them that I would speak on this. Why do you think the Bucks championship last year was a fluke? They beat Miami, a team that they couldn't get over the hump of. They ended up playing they didn't play Philly. Who they played in the second round? They didn't play Philly. Was it Toronto? No, it was not Toronto. I know they played the Hawks. I'm talking to y'all off the top now. They played the Hawks. Yes, Trae Young did get hurt, and I think if my guy Trae Young was there, the series would have probably been different because it was tough and Trae Young was holding it down. But and then they were down 0-2. They were down 0-2 to the Phoenix Suns, and Giannis went crazy. Middleton went crazy. Holiday went crazy, and Giannis had 50 in the closeout game. And let's not forget the block. He was on both sides. So I don't think last year's championship was a fluke for them. It wasn't a fluke for them. They got the job done. Their backs was against the wall. And they did. Oh, they played the Nets. And you're going to say that James Harden got hurt and Kyrie got hurt. That's facts. I'm all about that. That's facts. But the thing is, if you're going to say that for the Nets, then you need to hold that same energy for all of the teams that lost their star player or stars players in the series. I'm not gonna give apples. I'm just gonna leave it at that. And no. It is not. I'm not. When I said that, I'm going to clarify this. I'm not saying that they give a subliminal message to talk about only LeBron teams or nothing. I'm talking about there are multiple teams. Multiple. Hear what I'm saying? Multiple teams that lost their star player or players or their second guy, and the other team won and won championships, and no one doesn't hold that same energy for them. So I don't want to hear that about Milwaukee. Their season last year was fluke. They did the damn thing, and we got a big ups to them. Now, Golden State Warriors. This team right here is crazy. So I actually lost a bet, and I had to pay my debt on this about Golden State. I had to pay my debt on this before the season started. Shout out to my boy Makai. I said that Golden State would not finish top three this season. I said that. I didn't think they were a great team. No, I wouldn't say that. Let me take that back, because I'm violating. That's very disrespectful. I didn't think they were good enough to be top three. Yes, I knew Klay was coming back. Yes, I knew Draymond was coming back. I didn't think they were going to be a top three. Again, I'm going off from the beginning of the season thinking that the Los Angeles Lakers would be what they were supposed to be, a top four team. And I had Luka and the boys up there in the top four too. I had Luka in there, but Luka and Dallas finished fourth, and Golden State finished third. And Golden State did their thing. Jordan Poole is going crazy. That's the guy who needs to win most improved. Draymond Green is back. Klay is back. Klay from the Bay is back. He's back. He's healthy. It's time. He just had 40 yesterday. It's lit. And they're going up against the Nuggets. And shots are, and all the people that gamble, man, Klay going to have a great series. Klay is going to have a great, great, great series. They're saying that Stephen Curry may miss the season opener. He may miss the season opener. We'll see how that goes. This is going to be tough. Looney's going to have a tough time guarding Joker. I know they're going to put Draymond on him. He's going to have a tough time guarding Joker. But in that series right there, I think it's all going to depend on how well Aaron Gordon plays for the Nuggets and how Andrew Wiggins plays for the Golden State Warriors. If whichever those guys have a standout series, because Andrew Wiggins is an all-star, a starter at that, a starter. Whichever one of those guys have a breakout, I think it'll be lopsided. I do. Even if Curry come back, I still think if Andrew Wiggins does what he does, average a dub, when Curry comes back, it'll be a blow for the Warriors. If Andrew Wiggins is BSing and Aaron Gordon's wild style going crazy, oh, I ain't going to say it's going to be a blowout for the Nuggets, but I think the Nuggets going to sneak and get away and get some games that may hurt Golden State. But we'll see what happens in that. The top three seeds are very deadly on both sides. Number four teams are Dallas and Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Dallas. My man, Luka. Luka. He got hurt yesterday, messed up his calf yesterday, so I want to see how tough it's going to be on him. But knowing Luka, he's tough. He's going to be back. He's ready to ball. They got Jalen Brunson. Finney Smith's playing good. Dwight Powell. Dallas has a solid team, and I'm going to go on the line and say it right now. Dallas will get out of the first round. They will beat the Utah Jazz. Luka will finally get out of the first round, and I'm obviously speaking on if he's healthy on that. And that's a topic I will get on to talking about the Utah Jazz, because honestly, I think it is the end of Luka. I read your mail. He said, buy some icy hot. He okay. I think it's the end of Utah. Question mark. I'm telling you that because I believe it. And obviously depends on Luka health. I think the Utah Jazz are going to break up. I think Donovan Mitchell is probably going to go to the Knicks. You know, he's from NY, or he's probably going to leave and go somewhere else. But I think it's it for Utah. I think this is it. I don't know. You know, I've always been a firm believer saying that I never believed in Utah. Never believed in it. Rudy Gobert is a great defender. He's having a great NBA career. He has a lot of defensive player of the years. He's definitely going to go in the Hall of Fame. If you disagree with that, I mean, we can go tit for tat on that. But definitely going to go in the Hall of Fame. He's won multiple Defensive Player of the Years. I don't think Donovan Mitchell likes throwing the ball to Rudy Gobert. And I'm saying that because I saw a tweet, and I didn't look too much in it because maybe it probably been a fan or maybe it might have been facts. But it said that Donovan Mitchell really doesn't pass the ball to him. I don't know the percentage off the top, so I'm not going to give you a lie. But he doesn't pass the ball to Rudy Gobert. That's really what it is. And yes, Keon. That is the next thing I was going to say. I don't believe Donovan Mitchell can get the job done right now. I don't think he can get the job done right now. Now, he's young, obviously. He has a lot of time. I just think that Donovan Mitchell, and I know this off looking at this season as well. This season is every year, though. Donovan Mitchell's tough. He's that guy. He's an all-star. He's everything in the making. He's box office. What they say, he's everything. But Donovan Mitchell be taking those type of shots that can hurt you in those valuable possessions towards the end of the game. And, you know, in the fourth quarter this year, he's not really good in the fourth quarter. He's not really good. His percentage is bad. He has a lot of turnovers. And like I said, man, when it's real time, because right now it's real time, it's the playoffs. You got to do something to get your team over the hump. You got to have that one shining moment. You got to have that moment. And I haven't seen it yet from Donovan Mitchell. I haven't seen it. So until he shows me, I don't believe in it. And another guy who I haven't seen it yet from is Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum. And I'm going to get on about that, about who I think people that got the pressure and all that later on for them. But I think it's the end of the Utah. I think they're going to break up. And I think Luka and the boys are finally going to win a first round series for him. Shout out to Luka. I'm already calling it early. Copy. Other team that's number four team is Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the 76ers. James Harden is no longer with Brooklyn. James Harden is no longer with Brooklyn. No longer with Brooklyn. And this is where I'm going to get into the pressure. Playoff pressure. This is what you wanted, James. This is what you wanted. You are an MVP. You are a superstar, whatever the level below LeBron, KD, and Steph, and Kawhi. Like you're either there with them debating, or you're like the tier under. I really have you in the tier twos. That's what I really do. Respectfully, I have you in the tier twos. But playoff pressure. This is it. I mean, God damn, James Harden. Let's talk about it, my man. Let's talk about this. Like, you've been in Houston. Cool beans. I ain't gonna even talk about the NBA Finals when you was young and you had a bad NBA Finals in your first one. You was young. You was real young. You was real young. Dwayne Wade. You was going up against a vet Hall of Famer. You didn't have a great playoff. You didn't have a great NBA Finals. I'm not even gonna hold that on you because me personally, you was young. A lot of people. Kevin Durant first finals young. LeBron first finals young. Like, that's pass. I'm giving you pass on that. Go to Houston. Start going crazy. Change the dynamic of Houston. You know, it was Liddy. You know, MVP. You was very great. James Harden was the guy. But this is where it get tricky. You know, you wanted CP3 to come there. That didn't work out. No, I'm gonna go in order. You got Russ to go there. That didn't go right. You know, you got CP3 there. That didn't go right. It might have been the other way around, but that you had both of those guys on your team. That didn't go the way you wanted to go. You had Dwight Howard before them, and you lost in the first round to the Portland Trailblazers to Damian Lillard. I think it was his rookie season when he hit a game winner three on y'all. And you know what I'm saying? He had the mic and he was wilding. He was feeling real good. LaMarcus Aldridge had 40 points in like three straight games. And that's when you had Dwight. And this was Dwight before Dwight had the back problems and everything. And was, I guess, to what people say, the decline or the wash. Like, you know, you got upset by the Portland Trailblazers. Then you had CP3 over there. CP3 over there when you guys, I get it. The Warriors is tough. I get it. But Kevin Durant got hurt. Kevin Durant got hurt. Y'all let Klay Thompson go crazy game six. Y'all let Klay Thompson go crazy game six. You know, Klay from the Bay game six. And then Kevin Durant got hurt. And y'all were winning. And you and CP let Stephen Curry outscore y'all in the fourth quarter. And y'all lost that series because Kevin Durant wasn't even there. Because he had to come back in the finals. And, you know, he messed up his – he got back hurt again. You know, there's a lot of times that you want all these guys. And I get it. You need another star. You need help. You need a team to win a championship. But, damn, James, other than OKC, you've been wanting all these players on your team. And you ain't even get to the finals. You have multiple – times to show us that MVP like James Harden, because in the regular season, you are a bad MF. You are tough. You're crazy. And I don't want to hear that you can't beat the Warriors, because I still remember on New Year's Day, I think it was like 3-4. I don't know the exact year. You beat the Warriors when you hit that step back three and you fell on the ground and you was going crazy. You and PJ Tucker was wilding together. That was a crazy game. So I don't want to hear that you can't beat the Warriors, because you did, but you just didn't play like James Harden like, and you still have the most turnovers in a playoff game. You went to Brooklyn. You went to Brooklyn. You wanted to get out. You really wanted to go to Philly, but you went to Brooklyn. You know, you got hurt. Okay, cool. Give it a pass. You know, that's how I am. Like, you got hurt. I ain't going to say that you choked or anything like that, because you got hurt. You got hurt. You wasn't there in the Milwaukee series. Boom. Now you're here with Philly. Now you finally with an MVP. And that's another conversation I'm going to speak on too. MVP is either him or Joker. Joel Embiid is here every day. He's lit. He's there every day. You got Tyrese Maxey, he's there every day. You got Tobias Harris, who's a respectable guy, he's there every day. You got Shake Milton off the bench, he's there every day. You got Korkmaz, you got Doc Rivers, who's a championship coach, who's been there before. This is it. This is it. This is the playoff pressure. This is only one person who I really have all the pressure on in this whole playoffs, and it's James Harden. Like T-Mac said, if I had the chance to play with all these other superstars or all these other all-star-like guys or MVP like Russell Westbrook, I would have got me a championship. James, if you don't get it done, I mean, is it you? Are you the problem? That's what we need to start looking at. The playoff pressure is on James Harden. Philadelphia, this is it. This is time. This is it. This is it, Philadelphia, and you're going up against Toronto, which is going to be a tough seed. And now I'm moving on to my fifth seeds, and I'm going to keep on talking about Toronto, because Toronto is a tough team. Toronto is a very, 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 very tough team. And I don't think this series is going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be easy for Philadelphia. I know Matisse Thybulle. That's another guy I forgot to talk about, Matisse Thybulle. Matisse Thybulle cannot play no games in Toronto because he's not vaccinated. Danny Green. You got the team. But you're going up against Toronto, Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes, Chris Bouchard, you know what I'm saying? Gary Trent Jr., who's having a tremendous, 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 tremendous season this year. Tremendous season. The series is going to be tough, and just because that Matisse Thybulle, who's a lockdown defender for them, he's not going to be able to play in Canada. So Philly's going to have to get their job and take care of business. And Toronto is one of my sleeper teams. Now, remember I told y'all earlier I have two topics on sleeper. I told y'all earlier the sleeper was Memphis and Boston, because no one in the beginning of the season didn't think they were going to have a great season like that. Now, if I'm going to get into my two sleeper teams in the playoffs, I'm talking about the Timberwolves and Toronto, and that's what I'm talking about right now, because the two sleeper teams are Timberwolves and Toronto. Toronto has a really great team. They have playoff experience. They got Fred VanVleet. They got Pascal. They got what's my man named? OG Anunoby, who's a great defender. They got a nice squad, and it's going to be tough going up against them, because everyone on their team is like this. You can't see my other, you can't see my fingers because I'm trying to make a point. They like this. Toronto, that pass, everything, they there. You going up for easy layup, it's going up the glass. Like, it's going to be tough. And they're going to play that wall defense. I already know what Nick Nurse is going to do. They're going to try to take out Joel Embiid. It's going to be tough, and they're going to throw bodies at him. They got Precious from Miami Heat. They got Bouchard. They got Birch. They got Pascal. They got bodies, and they got Thaddeus Young. Thaddeus Young, if you are a hoop head, let me tell you something. Thaddeus Young was one of those guys. I ain't saying he was like LeBron and KD and Steph, but he's one of those guys, a great role player, and he's on a great team. He's another one that's like this. Toronto is a sleeper team. Watch out for Toronto. If they can get by the Timberwolves, I mean, if Toronto can get by Philly, that next series against the Bucks will be tough. It'll be tough. But the Timberwolves is my other sleeper team in the playoffs. I like the Timberwolves. I like them top to bottom. And I like my guy Ant-Man. Ant-Man is my guy. Ant-Man is next up. He's one of those dudes. You got Karl Anthony Towns from Jersey. You got D'Angelo Russell, who's tough. You got Patrick Beverley, who's a great defender, which tomorrow is going to be exciting because he's going up against the Clippers. You know, the storyline and all that right there. And he's ready to do his thing. Who else was on that team? You got Jared Vanderbilt. They got a good team, and they lock up. They play defense. That's going to be tough, the Timberwolves, but the Timberwolves got to hold it down tomorrow, and I'm going to give y'all my prediction on that playing game. But the other fifth seed I'm going to talk about, as I already talked about them, I said the Utah Jazz. I'm not going to really get too much on them. I told y'all it's the end of Utah. Book it right now. I got Dallas going to the next round. Obviously, if Luka's there and he's healthy, it's the end of Utah. The end of Utah. We're going to move on to the sixth seeds. Denver, Chicago. Chicago, DeMar DeRozan having a crazy season this year. Zach LaVine doing his thing. But Chicago's been dealing with the injury bug. They've been dealing with the injury bug. And you know me. I'm going to speak on before. I'm going to speak on after. We say, sixth seed. I think he just said something. He said Joker. They say Joker, he needs to get to the finals. Great player, but Joker is getting the KD OKC superstar pass. At least Giannis got to the finals. The Nuggets better get to the finals. I don't know about that one, Keon. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to get back to my sixth seed talk, but let me tell you what's the difference between KD and OKC. Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. is not even there. His number two and his number three, they're injured. They've been injured the whole season. So, I mean, it's really him. Like, I mean, shots with Bones Highland. They got DeMarcus Cousins, you know, Will Barton, Will the Thrill doing his thing. And Morris has stepped up this year. I disagree with that. Joker, I don't think he's getting a pass, but it's like, I mean, he doesn't have his two or three. He doesn't have, and he's working. He's out 27.9, 13.8 rebounds, 7.9 assists, because I think it went down the other day. Yeah, bro, he's doing everything. He's there. So I wouldn't say that he's getting a pass. I disagree on that one. I truly disagree on that one. But the six C's that I'm going back to Chicago, and I was talking about the injury bug, and I had to put it back up so y'all can know what we're speaking on again. Chicago. I'm gonna classify Chicago as a I don't know team. I don't know team. And I had to write this down just so I make sure that I remember why I said this. Chicago is a I don't know team. They were great, but then they lost Lonzo. They lost Caruso. They lost Patrick Williams early in the year. They got Caruso back. Then the situation with Grayson Allen had, so they lost Caruso again. They're very terrible guarding point guards. They're very terrible at that. Lonzo's not coming back. They are 0-8 against the Sixers, the Bucks, who they have to play, and the Miami Heat. So they didn't beat those three teams, and they got to play the Bucks the first round. DeMar DeRozan's going to do his thing, but who in the hell is going to guard Giannis? 40 every night, every night. Double-double. Going average a double-double in the series. Going crazy. I mean, LaVine, it's too much. It's too much. I really want, they ain't beat the Bucks all year. I really want to say this series is going to be a sweep. I do. But I'm going to say a gentleman sweep. I give Chicago one. Just because I think DeMar probably going to have to go for like 50 or 60 one time. And it ain't like he can't do it. But, damn. Remember I just told you the point guard, they can't really guard Jrue Holiday. Like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, man. Chicago, I just think that they dealt with not – they didn't think they weren't going to have Lonzo Ball. They don't have him. It's pretty tough right now. And they can't guard a point guard to say they sold. They got DeMar at the four. They probably going to start Patrick Williams maybe at the four because they're going to probably go big. I like Patrick Williams, but it's Giannis. It's Giannis. It's freaking Giannis. Like, it's nothing. 4-1, 4-0. Really. 4-1, 4-0. But Denver. Denver Nuggets, you know, they have to go up against the Golden State Warriors, which I told y'all earlier that this can be a great series. Personally, if I'm being realistic, I don't think they're going to win this series. I don't think they're going to win. I think Mr. Wardell is going to come back. I think Jordan Poole is going to go crazy. And I think Klay Thompson is going to really have the great series that's going to separate it. And then we're going to start hearing that, you know, Golden State got Klay back, Klay's back, da-da-da-da. I can see it now. We about to get into the play-in game. That starts tomorrow. 7-8. 7-8. We're going to start off from the first two teams. Both of these teams play tomorrow. Obviously, I'm going to give you guys my betting predictions. I'm going to give you guys my picks. And now we are about to get into it of the NBA play-in tournament game. First game tomorrow will be the Nets versus my Cavs. Shout out to my Cavs, first of all. I'm surprised by this whole season from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Darius Garland is an all-star. Jared Allen is an all-star. We got Caris LeVert in the trade. I still think we need to get rid of Colin Sexton if we're going to pay Darius Garland $170 million. Colin Sexton wants $100. He got hurt. Very tough for him unless he comes back and take a pay cut. We got Lauri Markkanen. We got him from the Chicago Bulls. We got Kevin Love, who's playing very great. Lamar Stevens has kind of showed that he can be a piece. We still got Seti there. Seti was a starter, lost a spot. Isaac Okoro. Got a great team, solid. But in our last person I left out, Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley's that dude. But we don't have Jared Allen. This would have been a great storyline, you know, with Jared Allen and Caris LeVert going up against Brooklyn. We don't have Jared Allen. And you saw the decline with my Cavs when Jared Allen got hurt. We had that frontier. We had it. We were solid. We were very solid, and I was always saying that we was going to lose in the first round. This is when the Cavs were like the second or third seed in the East. I was like, we're going to lose in the first round. We're going to lose. Like, I was like, I don't believe it. The future is bright for the organization. I like where they're heading. Losing the first round, and they're going to play against the Nets tomorrow. I got the Nets winning this game. The only way the Cleveland Cavaliers wins this game is if Kevin Love goes for 25+. That is the only way. That's the only way, because who's going to guard Kevin Durant? I know Kyrie damn well ain't about to lose to Cleveland. I already know he is in his mind right now. Like, I ain't about to lose to Cleveland. I got y'all a ring. I ain't about to lose to Cleveland. Darius Garland going to go crazy. Mobley going to try to do his thing a little bit. Him and Drummond going to bang it out a little bit. Seth Curry going to be the difference maker. Dragic is not playing tomorrow due to health and safety protocols. But, yeah, he's going to guard KD. I don't think the Nets have a great all-around team. I'm going to just say this to you guys. I don't think they have a great all-around team. I think their starting five is solid. Shout out to Bruce Brown's having a tremendous year this year. He's probably going to get paid, too. Nick Claxton is a very good piece as well. He's coming to his own, and Drummond keep messing up. Claxton going to keep eating his minutes. But I don't think the Nets have an all-around great team. I don't think so. That's my opinion. But if they win this game, then they'll have to play Boston. And I think that is a great matchup for them. I think they can beat Boston. And like I said, I want that to happen. Would I bet that they'll beat Boston? I got to see how they play against my Cavs because Brooklyn is very shaky, man. Brooklyn is very shaky. Like, their defense is not that good. They're going to score, but it's like you can't just win games by just outscoring people. You're going to have to get some stops. You're going to have to do what you have to do in the playoffs. Kevin Durant has already showed last year that he could score 50 and still take an L. He's already showed that last year. So they're going to have to play defense. Kyrie's showing me something, though. Kyrie's playing good defense. Kyrie's been playing defense lately, especially when they played up against Philly when he was guarding James Harden. He took pride in that game. He took pride in that game. They said that Ben Simmons could come back. Here's my thing on the Ben Simmons thing. He hasn't played since last June. I don't know what – he hasn't played. Yeah, I'm just leaving it at that. He hasn't played. Realistically, they have no chemistry. Game chemistry. They have no chemistry together. Zero. That does not mean that Ben Simmons can't come in and plug in with them because great players can always come together and figure it out. And he's going to be playing like point guard in that position too, passing it out and everything. But they have no chemistry. So if we're going to – they haven't played a game. I can see if they played like 10 games, 20 games, something like that. And then if you wanted to just say like, oh, when Ben Simmons come back, I get that. They haven't played one game together. This three has not played. This team, forget the three. I cannot sit up here and say that if Ben Simmons come back that they're just going to win the championship. Like, I can't say that. I just can't say it. They haven't played a game yet. Will he help them out on defense, though? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If Ben Simmons comes back, he will help them out on defense a lot. So, I mean, it's like, like defense, they're not really good at defense. And I think that they have to be able to lock some people up if they want to go far in this because they can't outscore everybody. Can't do that every night. It's just not going to happen. Very tough with the Nets. But I got the Nets winning tomorrow. I got them beating my Cavs. I would be very shocked if the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Nets tomorrow. The only way the Cavs will win this game is if Kevin Love gets 25 points. He said, Colin Sexton wants $100 million. Wow, he don't qualify. What did he say? He don't qualify for the veterans minimum G's. Well, I mean, before Colin Sexton got hurt, he was averaging like a smooth dub for us. He was our leading scorer. So in the market, he was worth $100 million. It was very unfortunate that he got hurt when it's the ending of his contract. So, I mean, hey, get paid. I ain't mad if you want to get paid. You got to get that bread. Always that bread come first. Either he's going to take the pay cut. Or not the pay cut, because I think still could be probably, they're probably paying like 50 to 75. But I think Colin's going to want that bread. And I ain't mad at Colin not getting that bread and not wanting that bread. So I think Colin may leave. It's just unrealistic if we're going to pay Colin Sexton, Darius Garland, $170 million to $180 million, and then play Colin Sexton, the person who just got hurt last year. I mean, this season hasn't played, and we played great without him. $100 million. Got to be real. Do I still think he'd get that bread from somewhere else? Definitely. He can go to the Knicks. They'll pay him. And I think Colin will do good there. I think he would. I think he really would do that. Do great there. The next game. The game that I'm hyped for. This is when I saw that these two teams were going to be playing against each other, I was like, I need all the popcorn. I need it all. This is going to cap it off for real. And it's tomorrow. It's the late night game. The Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Paul George is back. Norman Powell is back. Patrick Beverley going up against his old team. This is the first game in Memphis playoff game, a home game since, what, 2008? I think it's eight with Jimmy Butler. That's the last time, or 2017, one of those. It's going to be rocking in Minnesota. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be rocking. And I feel like Cat is going to go crazy on Zubac tomorrow. I feel like he's going to have a monster game. And then shout out to my people that be gambling and everything. Y'all know the notes. See, I know the notes. The Clippers give up, you know, the big mans, they give up a lot of points and rebounds. I think Cat's going to have a great game. D'Angelo Russell, and this is Patrick Beverly. This is Patrick Beverly. This is his time. He's been talking all that smack, and he said every team that he goes to, he said I told y'all that we was gonna make it to the playoffs, and I want to say this to a couple people. Patrick Beverly had a podcast interview with JJ Redick. And I'm only thinking about this right now. I should have doubled up and looked it up. But in that podcast with JJ Redick, he said that he went to the Western Conference Finals 2 times. To my knowledge, I thought he only went to the Western Conference Finals 1 time. I don't think he was on the team with Houston when they got to the Western Conference Finals. And I'm going to double up. I thought about this just now. Patrick Beverly said in the interview, in the JJ Redick interview, that he told people when he was going to make the playoffs this season, they laughed at him. Check, they made the play. Well, they in a playing game. So they win tomorrow, or they win whatever, they in a playing game. And he said 2 Western Conference Finals. I don't know if he was speaking to existence, saying that they would get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know if he was doing that, but y'all know right here, y'all can see at the bottom left right there, the Clippers have to play Minnesota. And then if they win, they'll play Memphis. I told y'all earlier that my sleeper team is the Timberwolves. That don't mean that they can win a championship, man. I'm just saying watch out for the Timberwolves. They have a very great all-around team, and they lock up, and they can put up points. Ant-Man and Norman Powell tomorrow are going to be going at it. Stupid going at it. It's going to be great tomorrow. And I'm happy for it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I want to see what the tickets look like. But that game going to be crazy. I can't even get the tickets. Look at that. The game going to be in Minnesota, not in Los Angeles. But yeah, that game's going to be crazy tomorrow. It's going to be tough. We'll see what happens. But in this game, I got the Timberwolves winning. I got the Timberwolves beating the Clippers, and they will be playing the Memphis Grizzlies. That's who I got. Next game after that, a playing game. Hornets versus the Hawks. This is another one. This one right here. This is cool. We got Trae Young versus LaMelo. Miles Bridges. Y'all better put some respect on Miles Bridges. Put some respect on Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges is like that. Leading scorer for the Hornets this season. Gordon Hayward is not going to be there. I think he's done for the rest of the year. Scary Terry. That's what they got. They got P.J. Washington. They traded for Montrez. They got Montrez. Great, solid pickup. They got Isaiah Thomas, who's actually doing a very great job. They got Kelly Oubre. Hornets, they lost in the playing game last year. They got violated. They got blown out by the Pacers. They got demolished. That was LaMelo's first time in the playoffs play-in, and he did not have a great performance. But remember, LaMelo did come back from a season injury that they were saying he's supposed to be out for the year. Not nowhere. LaMelo just comes back and came back. Very terrible. Hornets got killed. Here we are again. Another year. But who are you playing against? That man, y'all know I've been on Trae Young. I seen the day that ESPN Kendrick Perkins said that the most disrespected player in the NBA is Trae Young. I've been talking about Trae. Shout out to you too, Isaiah. You've been talking about Trae Young too. Trae Young is that guy. And he better, I said this last year around this time again, and I was upset that he didn't get it. He better make NBA all NBA this year. He better. Really, he should be first team. He should be. He led the league in points. He wasn't a scoring champ. He led the league in points and assists. It's point guard. PG. But I know they're probably going to give it to Luka. I'm mad at it. I know they probably give it to Steph. But Steph got hurt. So it got to be out of him and Luka. It got to be for the first time. I'm cool with it, but hey, I don't care where you. You better be second team. You can't be 13. That's violating. That's crazy. You put Trae Young, person who lead the league in points and assists, as a damn 13. It's crazy. Trae Young and the Hornets, and the Hawks, they back. But this is the difference between all. They don't have John Collins, who's another great piece. They got Clint Capella. They got Herder. They got Hunter, who's back. They got Bogdanovich. This is going to be a great game. This is going to be a great game, and as much as I like Trae Young, and y'all know I rock with Trae Young, I'm not gambling on this. I'm just letting y'all know. But if I'm looking at it right now with the eye test, the Hornets are deeper. The Hornets are deeper. John Collins is not here. And it would suck because then that means Trae Young would not make the playoffs if he loses this game. I'm rolling with the Hawks. My heart want to go with the Hawks. But realistically, who has a deeper team? Got to be the Hornets. So I'm telling you guys, for the Rays podcast sake, Hornets with the spread. Hornets with the spread. I think the Hornets probably will win if I'm being real right now with you. I'm not being biased just because I like Trae Young. I think the Hornets got a better all-around team right now. If John Collins was here, I'll go the other way. Miles Bridges, Scary Terry, LaMelo Ball. LaMelo is not going to have a shit show like how he did last year. He's LOL, going to be a good game. You don't think it's going to be a good game? You don't think it's going to be a good game? I think it's going to be a good game. If I'm not being biased, if I'm being biased, I'm going to say the Hawks. But who got a better team? Got to be the Hornets. Got to be the Hornets, and I have to say that. In the last game, that would be after that, which is Wednesday. It would be the Spurs versus the Pelicans. Both of these two teams, we thought it was going to be the Lakers. They didn't get the job done. Pelicans, no Zion. He said, I'm going ATL. Okay. Hey, bias me, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Trae Young, Trae Money Young. That man is the best or the second best point guard in the league. I'm with you on that. But realistically, he said, you went 5 minutes hyping Trae just to say you're going to lose. Wow, you're really good. You're really good. Wow. Hey, look, Keon. Look, I got to be real. I have to be real. I told you I'm rocking. Hey, when the podcast is off and I'm watching the game, I'm cheering for Trae and the Hawks. But if I'm being real, the Hornets got a deeper team. John Collins is hurt. He's hurt. They don't have their number two. If Trae go for 70, then it's lit. You're gonna see me here going crazy. If you go, he could do it though, but it's gotta be real, man. I gotta be real. I want the Hawks to win. So I hope I'm wrong on this. I hope I am. But last playing game will be the Spurs versus the Pelicans. CJ McCollum changed this whole organization around. You know, no Zion, he's not going to be there. They said that Zion can't possibly make a return. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see if Zion come back. Brandon Ingram is there. Shout out to Devontae. Devontae is there. They got Jose. They got Trey Murphy. They got Valachunas. They got a nice squad. What's my man name? Herbert Jones. They got him too. They got the length and everything. They tough. The smallest person on their team, and they starting five. When Brandon Ingram is there, is CJ McCollum. They got CJ at the one. I think this is CJ time. I think CJ about to let people know what time it is. The same way I spoke about, I said that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum at the breakup. CJ McCollum and Dame at the breakup, and then you see how CJ McCollum is playing great right now. And he's on a great team. Hopefully when Zion come back, they do their thing. They got a nice squad. Pelicans are tough. I got the Pelicans winning this game. DeJounte Murray has been battling illness. Jacob Poletti is a very great player too. And Keldon Johnson, who's stepped up a lot this year. They got a vessel over there. They traded Derek White to the Boston Celtics. They got a great team. Who else? My man's over there. Dang, I can't. Lonnie Walker from Miami, went to University of Miami. They got a great Spurs did their thing, but I think, you know, it's Kevin Fed time. It's wrap him up. You know, I think Valachunas is going to have like 20 points. I'm just throwing that out there. I think Jacob Poletti's my guy. He's not my guy, but I rock with Jacob Poletti. He's a solid NBA player. Jacob Poletti is coming to his own. He's a very under the radar big man. I'm not saying that he's going to be a superstar big, but I'm just saying if you don't know who Jacob Poletti is, you know, just give him a little look. You know, Jacob Poletti's straight. He's straight. But needless to say, Valachunas is going to go crazy on him. He's just going to go crazy on him. And I got the Pelicans ending this. And, I got the Spurs getting up out of here. I think if Murray does play, which I think he will, I think Murray's going to go crazy. Might have to go nuts and try to get a triple-double and do what he have to do. But this is not going to be enough. And Brandon Ingram is going to go crazy and step up too. And now I'm going to move on to who is the MVP. Joel or Joker? Who is the MVP? We got 1A, we got 1B, we got 1B, we got 1A. We got the facts over here. We got the facts over here. We got person that better team, another person that team, not a conference. This person that was more. You said Jacob Poletti. I think it's spelled P-O-E-T-L-T-L-I. He plays for the San Antonio Spurs. He's a big man. He's a straight, solid big man. He's under the radar type of guy. Who is the MVP, though? Joel or Joker? I mean, bro, I told my mans this the other day. Shout to my guy, Rick. I told him, I was like, I think they should just give both of them the MVP. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Because it's like, if you pick one, it's like you wrong for the other side. And if you pick this side, you wrong on the other side. I mean, you got facts from both sides right here. Facts from both sides. Joel Embiid is the scoring champion. Facts. First big man to be the scoring champion since Shaquille O'Neal. Facts. Got a better record than Joker. Facts. Average more points and more blocks than Joker. Facts. It's facts. Am I missing out anything? But he played 68 games. He only played 68 games. Obviously, we can't hold that too much against him, but I'm just speaking about everything on this argument because I have to throw this in there. Then we got Joker. Led his team in every single stat. Every single stat, even field goal percentage. Facts. Averaged more rebounds and assists than Joel. And he averaged more steals, I think, than Joel. He averaged more steals than Joel. Facts. Played 74 games, more games than Joel Embiid. Facts. And he's doing this on a team with less talent than Joel Embiid because Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray haven't played a game all season, and he's a sixth seed in the West who has the best team in the league. This is a harder side. Facts. Overall, who's the better all-around player if we're going off by stats? It's Joker. It's Joker. But I have to say, you gotta give it to Joel, man. I mean, damn. I gotta pick. This is the only reason why I'm doing this right now is because I'm live. I've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. I really don't know who should win the award. I said it was Joker this time, then Joel would do something crazy, and then I would say it's freaking Joel this time, and I'll say it's if we're going to go off the definition of this award, I'm just going to say that. Because I know Devin Booker should probably be in this conversation. And I understand that and I respect that. But These two guys are going freaking crazy. They're going freaking crazy. It's out of these two. You could throw Giannis in. That's the only person I'll let you throw in this conversation who could be a person to win this award. But if it ain't Joel or Joker, if it ain't Giannis, no one else matters. Just being honest. No Luka, no just Tatum, no Devin Booker. Nobody else matters. That's it. The only person you throw in there is Giannis. But going to the definition of this award, since it's out of these two guys, Joel got the better record. Better record. I know that his team is better, but he got the better record. And he's the freaking scoring champ. The freaking center is a scoring champ. A center is scoring champ. I mean, I'm just going off the definition of the award. It has to be there. Who's the better all-around big man? To me, is Joker. He do everything. Pass, shoot, rebound, steal. He do everything. He is the Denver Nuggets. He is the organization. He's the Nuggets. He is the Nuggets. He's a Nugget. That's him. But who is the MVP? We gotta give it to Joel Embiid, man. We gotta give it to him. Gotta give it to him. And I'm not saying that because you just have to give it to him, like hand it to him. But like, I mean, he got the better record, and he's a scoring champ. We can go back and forth all day about this argument because I'm going to agree with on the other side for Joker because clearly Joker averaged 7.9 assists, which is freaking nuts. A center doing that. It was at 8.6, but it kind of went down because he was worried about them points. He was trying to get them points up. He moved it up because at one point he was at like 23 and he boosted it up to like 20, 27. Now that's what his final average is, almost at 28 points. But yeah, the MVP is very tough. 1A, 1B is really going to be a tough conversation to speak of. Jordan Poole should win most improved. I'm with Draymond Green saying that Ja Morant should win the award because he was amazing last year. I got that. I'm with that. Jordan Poole should be most improved. He should win an award. But you see how they dicked my boy Devontae when he was supposed to win most improved. But they gave it to Brandon Ingram, who had a great year. Wasn't mad at that. I'm not mad at that, them giving that award, but Devontae should have won that most improved award. But they're probably going to give it to Ja Morant. That's the media. That's what they do. The media, they're going to give it to Ja Morant. But it should be Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is freaking nuts. He's crazy. He should be a starter, too. But I ain't even going to get into that conversation about that and say whose spot he need to take. But should be a starter. Sixth man of the year should be Tyler Hero. Sixth man of the year should be Tyler Hero. It should be Tyler Hero, man. I'm laughing because they try to throw in this the Kevin Love thing. They try to throw in the Kevin Love thing. They try to say that Kevin Love has a bigger argument to winning this award. Respectfully, you're smoking drone. Yes, you are. Kevin Love, the love of the land. He's the guy. I got a championship with my team. He's doing his thing. And I told you if the Cavs want to win tomorrow, he has to score 25 points. And I'm still standing on that. If you score 25, there's no, I don't think we lose, but I don't see it happening. But, respectfully, you're smoking drug. You don't think Tyler Hero should not win 6 minutes in a year. He's leading his team in points. There's no conversation about this. I really don't want to get too much in this. I'm only speaking about this because I'm not going to reveal who you are. It's multiple people who are trying to say that other people should win 6 minutes in a year. No. It's Tyler Hero. Lock, sealed, and Brandon and all the Miami Heat fans. You know, when I'm right, I'm right. I speak on it. When I'm wrong, and I'm wrong. The bubble fraud thing, that conversation is out the door. I can't say it no more. I was wrong. Tyler Hero is nice. I didn't think Tyler Hero was going to play up to that part that he played in the bubble. He's averaging a dub. He's leading scorer for his team when he come off the bench. If he was a starter, he'd probably be averaging about 30. 30, 27, something like that. 25, he'd probably be in that range. So Tyler Hero, sixth man of the year, book it. Defense player of the year is up in the air. You got Mikal Bridges. You got Giannis. You got Marcus Smart, who's leading right now in the Vegas odds. The Celtics did do a great job this year of getting back on defense. right way. They went on that run because they started locking people up. So Marcus Smart has a very great case. I think Jrue Holiday should be in here too in this conversation, but a lot of people don't give Jrue Holiday his respect. Giannis obviously needs to be in this conversation because Giannis is doing every freaking thing. And Mikal Bridges needs to be in there because Mikal Bridges played every game this season. Now, I think ever since he's been drafted, he's played every single game. He's the anchor man. He's the iron man. And personally, I'm going with the dark horse on this. I'm saying that Mikal Bridges should win Defensive Player of the Year. Yes, over Marcus Smart and over Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mikal Bridges played every game. He played every game. He has not missed a game. He's there. He's locking up. We watch it, too. The Suns are the best team in the NBA. I think Mikal Bridges should win Defensive Player of the Year. No Ja Morant. I know you wanted your boy, Jaren Jackson. I rock with Jackson, too. I missed out a person. Bam! It's tough, Bam. It's tough. If it ain't Mikal, it really should be Bam. I'm going to say that. If it ain't Mikal, that's how we call Mikal Bridges. If it ain't him, it should be Bam. Yes, Bam, you do guard 1-5. You are number one seed 2 in the East. You don't have the best record in the NBA. Would I be mad if Bam Adebayo wins Defensive Player of the Year? No, I would not. I would not be mad if Bam Adebayo wins Defensive Player of the Year. But some people will use the fact that PJ Tucker and Jimmy Butler was on your team. So, but I won't be mad if he wins the award. I won't be mad if Bam win it. I won't be mad, but my pick, personally, is my opinion. I got Mikal Bridges winning Defensive Player of the Year. And let's get it, everyone. That is all for today. I will be back after the 2 playing games. We'll be back Wednesday. I'm going back live again because I got to see how these 2 playing games go in. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. You tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you follow the Instagram at Race Podcast. I'll go live tomorrow on Instagram after the games. I'll talk on that. But the next time I'll be going live will be it'll be Thursday, actually. My bad. I'm sorry. Thursday before the games because we got the Wednesday games. It'll be Thursday. So that's when I'll be going live. And we right back in it. Y'all make sure y'all have a great day. Good night. Hold it down. Appreciate you tuning in right now. To reiterate to let y'all know, I got the Nets over my Cavs. I got the Minnesota Timberwolves beating the Clippers. Put it up for y'all. I got the Nets over my Cavs. Minnesota Timberwolves beating the Clippers. I got the Charlotte Hornets upsetting Atlanta. But I hope it don't happen. I'm just being honest with you. They got their deeper team. And then I got the Pelicans beating San Antonio. But that is all for tonight. Y'all hold it down today for me. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I got to say, join the debate.